Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for the check-in in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club, specifically Queen Annie. Annie Appel is joining us now from the Bay Club. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Annie.
So things are moving along, Annie. We're talking about, you know, reopening the things that we're all missing right now. What are you hearing that's new and changed?
We had a big day yesterday for San Francisco County specifically. So, you know, the mayor put out new updates to phases 2A, 2B, 2C, and then put some more definitions around phase 3 and phase 4. So
with dates and all that, yeah, it was definitely.
Yeah.
And actually,
stuff coming.
As far as finding that information, I saw it reposted by 50 people on Instagram. That's where I'm getting all my information from. Are there official places, though, that people can go to specifically find information like that?
The county website is the best, you know, to go to it. I agree that I'm probably finding most of mine on social media from people reposting it or watching the press release. And I actually just screenshotted most of what I saw yesterday so that I could keep track of where we were headed. But the county website will have updates to the phasing plans and what, you know, what's coming and what day.
And the Bay Club actually has some good news as well, correct? Especially for people
with
kids?
We're really excited to be able to start summer camps. So in San Francisco, that starts June 15. And in other areas, it actually starts June 1. So outside of San Francisco, Marin, the East Bay, the South Bay, camps are starting before the June 15 date. I know, isn't that fun?
It is. Oh, my God, something to do with children.
It's a big deal, way bigger than you even know.
Oh, it's going to be good. And outdoor exercise classes. So, you know, the club at the Gateway right there that's across from the Embarcadero and other places that have outdoor spaces can now, you know, be able to offer small gatherings for people to exercise, which just from that community standpoint, I think people are going to be really happy to see each other again and get back to small doses of doing something that makes them feel good. And so I'm excited to see some of the movement forward, that it's positive movement forward. And we'll continue to work. I know that the governor has big announcements coming next week regarding fitness and indoor fitness. There's been a lot of work on that this week up in Sacramento. So we're seeing movement, and movement's good. I think people are very ready for it.
Definitely. I mean, obviously, with all the considerations for what needs to happen to make all these things work, I assume that at bayclubs.com, people can get more of a complete list of what's open where, what summer camps are available where and when. And actually, people can join the conversation at bayclubs.com or at radioalice.com. A very informative check-in today, Annie Appel. Thank you so much.
It was good to talk to you guys. Have
nice
a wonderful weekend.
You too,
Annie.
Thank you.
The Radio Alice Report.
What is up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
If you want to catch that page.
It is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to catch any links or videos we talk about, then go follow our Facebook page. Do it right now or later, whatever, whenever you want. You don't have to do it right now, but it'd be nice for you to do that.
Please. Follow us.
ASAP.
We want followers.
Right. We need that badly. Yeah. Okay, so where to begin? First of all, I should at least touch on the fact that Minneapolis is rioting. It's a big deal as they, you know, deal with the fallout from what happened. And what happened? George Floyd had done something wrong and wound up in police custody, and they killed him. And I don't... The video now is out there and everyone's seen it or at least has heard what it is. And we see the riots and the fires and the police station there in Minneapolis was ransacked. But now making the news is the officer pictured on that guy's neck.
Yeah.
On George's neck. That guy had 18 different complaints against him on his record. I don't know if that's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know if that's, but it does seem like.
We probably don't have the specifics of what the complaints were about either. Or are they specifically like racially?
No, it doesn't say that at all. Okay. I'm sure I could have dug deeper. And I don't know how much, I don't think we want to go too deep into this story this show.
It's a tough one.
I do feel like not mentioning it is being part of the problem. So I feel like it's at least something we need to mention and then we move on. So there it is. This guy, the man pictured on George Floyd's neck, had 18 complaints against him. And I should also mention, you know, there are a lot of good police out there that aren't up to this and that risk their life every day on our behalf. And I hate that they find themselves feeling either defensive or just lumped in with this. And
that's the word, lumped in. They just, it's like one bad apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch.
Right. It taints their record of service when people are talking badly about police and the general public. So it's just it sucks all the way around. All right. Yes. There's that. So schools are getting out this week. I should start this story by saying congratulations to those of you, whatever class or grade you've just finished. Congratulations and good luck next year, wherever you're headed.
Wherever that might be, at your house or on a campus somewhere.
This story is about what school might look like when the students return. And we've been discussing this a little bit on the show. And one of the stories now is it's looking like kids, when they go back, and that could be this fall, they'll only be attending school two or 3 days a week. So there'll be a combination of, and this isn't confirmed for your location. This is just the possibility of your school district having to consider not bringing everyone back at once. So there'll be staggered days, whether that's by grade or class or location in the building. I don't know.
Right.
Some classrooms will end up being moved into other areas of the school, like the gymnasium. So there's proper spacing between everybody. They say students will eat lunch at their desks most likely, as opposed to being released into the lunch area and sitting anywhere or next to each other, which is a thing. Physical distancing is going to be hard to keep up in any classroom situation.
It is. And, you know, I'm actually looking at a text from my friend Erin, who is a principal at a school. She's saying, I am on my way to school. We have commencement ceremonies today in person. Sounds like she's going to meet individually with students.
Oh, okay.
Erin, if you want to elaborate on that, feel free. Just because you're talking about school, and I mean, she's, you know, there's a person who is out of school.
Well, and there's also going to be
those decisions.
It's going to be interesting because some teachers may consider themselves as a high risk situation.
Yeah.
Like maybe their health isn't the best and they're feeling like I can't be, you know, at risk of catching coronavirus. So there'll be different teachers possibly taking on the role of live in class teaching. Then maybe that teacher will do more online stuff. So there's going to be a combination of online, in class. There'll be a lot of this is going to be fluid. And man, it looks like our teachers are not getting the summer off as they try to figure out how they're going to be doing this in the fall. So, you know, thank you.
Yes. Listen, to the whole school system, you stepped up in a way that you didn't even know that you could.
Right.
Like, you know, the teachers who had no idea how to even work a computer. Well, we don't use technology in the class. You know what? Hooray for you.
Yep.
Down to the people who are graduating and are missing out on that. This particular school, I'm looking at this text from my girlfriend, Erin. 60 people per, accompanied by their parents on the football field, masks 6 or more feet apart. They're doing a commencement. That is a
small class, though.
No, but they're going 60 people at a time.
Oh, okay.
60 people, or, you know, and honestly, it sounds like she's driving. Stop texting me, Erin. What are you doing? God, you're supposed to be a
school
official. Well,
you did call for a radio emergency. And
I did.
She's trying to respond.
But this is the first, like, in-person commencement I've heard about. So I wonder if this is happening quietly at other places as well.
I don't know.
I'm not
going to
say what school. Yeah,
I hadn't heard that, but I did hear someone say that there was going to be one of the guys I went to school with posted about his son. There's going to be a Minecraft graduation, and so it's somehow going to be video graduation. I don't know how that will actually play out, but I thought, well, that's weird and interesting and. Maybe something
and
those kids grew up with.
Right.
Right? Your kids grew up on that, right?
They love Minecraft. They still love it. They don't play it the way they used to, but they'll geek out on it.
Right. So there must be some sentimental value there to the kids graduating, and maybe that's the exact way for that, you know, a better replacement than anything else than a live show. This I thought was interesting because the story actually comes from TikTok.
Oh, I love TikTok. I mean, I don't
know
watch
that you
TikTok.
Do.
I wouldn't waste my time with that.
People are claiming that cereal is way better if you put it in the freezer before you add milk. So a bunch of people have posted this, and then it ends up on BuzzFeed. They're saying that it's almost like you haven't properly had cereal until you've put the bowl in the freezer.
I don't get it. You mean freeze the cereal? Isn't the cereal already dried out? Like, I don't understand how freezing that makes it any better.
I don't know. Yeah, I know that you're into cereal and food, and I thought, oh, she's going to love this.
And I'm an ice cube in the milk girl. I like it cold. Is that what we're getting at here? It needs to be cold?
Must be. They say you put the cereal in the bowl, put the bowl in the freezer for about an hour. I don't know if I'm just telling you what I'm reading from this. And they say it's better than anything you've ever had.
I'm going to try it because I love cereal and I want it to be the best experience I can have.
Oh, and I should really quickly mention that the SpaceX flight is supposed to launch tomorrow, weather permitting, at 12:22. So it's certainly worth a look if that's something, whether you look at that online or find it on TV.
Right.
It's going to be pretty spectacular. So. And it's historic because it's been a while. So our text number is 800-400-3697. And here is a couple of the things you guys sent. UC Berkeley did a Minecraft graduation a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
So it's a thing. I don't even know.
I didn't have to go to that one, so I didn't go.
Petaluma Junior High School is also doing a small one-on-one commencement.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's the way she described it. I was like, that could, I mean, you're talking about a football field. People, there's plenty of room if you break the class down, you know?
Yeah.
And then people get, they still get their, you know, their photograph and they get handed their diploma. And then they sneak off to party with their friends. Let's face it. We all know how kids are. Ugh.
Hey, Sarah and Vinny. Elvis never sang Crazy Little Thing. The song was written by Freddie in 1979, and Jimmy Ellis was an Elvis impersonator.
Oh.
He is the one who recorded the song in Elvis's voice.
You know what's funny about that is I couldn't decide if it was an original Queen song or not, because it actually does sound like something that Elvis would do.
It does, absolutely. Absolutely,
it's late. Hello. I just can't handle it. Thank you very much.
I will read the rest of your texts on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.